主今天会帮助我们。
As we were singing about the precious blood of Jesus Christ,
当我们唱到耶稣的宝血的时候
I fear so many of us don't really understand that precious blood.
我有点担心，可能我们当中很多人还不明白它的真实意义。
But today, my message, I want to talk to you about spiritual growth.
那我今天的信息是要讲属灵的成长。
Now we have to first be born of the Spirit before we can even begin to grow.
当然要成长，首先我们要先要在灵里有新生。
So until you have come to face God, humbled your heart.
所以我们必须先谦卑下来到神面前。
And allow Jesus to come in.
然后允许耶稣进入到你的心里。
You cannot grow at all.
不然的话，你就没有办法成长。
Because you're not in Him.
因为你没有在他的里面。
So the first thing we have to understand as a church, that if I'm not a child of God, if I really haven't found him as my Savior, then I can't grow.
所以作为一个教会，我们心里要有一个这个很确定的概念，就是说如果我们不是神的孩子，如果我们没有在住在耶稣里面的话，我们是不可能成长的。
Within the church, there are those who they need to mature, but they're not maturing.
但是在教会里同样也有那些需要成熟需要成长的人他们没有在成长。
They need to grow. There are some that need to grow, but they're stalled. They just don't seem to get any further.
需要成长但是好像就不知道为什么停滞不前。
And then we find those that are maturing.
当然我们当中也有一些成熟的基督徒。
So I know that we have each of those groups here this morning.
所以我们这几种人我们当中都有。
I don't know who you are.
当然我不知道你是属于哪一类。
But I trust that you begin to feel and understand and realize who I am and where I am.
但是我想你自己心里都有数你是属于哪一种你是在什么位置上。
You see, when a baby doesn't grow, it's tragic.
我们都知道当一个婴儿生下来以后并不长的话这个是一个很大的这个悲剧。
Many years ago, when FEA went into Romania,
那在很多年前，这个 FEA 这个组织，他们到罗马尼亚去。
They went into a place where there was little children, a home for these little children.
那他们到一个这种就是专门好像帮助小孩子的一个地方。
They said there were some still in the cribs that hadn't grown.
那这个地方就真的是有一些婴儿还在这个就是好像生下来以后就不怎么长大然后一直在这个婴儿床上看上去真的是很可怜。
It hurts a mother's heart when she looks at her child and she's not seeing it really grow.
而且当一个妈妈看见一个孩子就是生下来以后没有健康的长大那对于她的心来说也是很痛苦。
And the first thought she thinks is, it's sick.
那对于妈妈来说那第一个想法肯定就是这孩子有问题有毛病。
And maybe that's what it is spiritually. When we don't grow spiritually, we're sort of sick.
那属灵上也是这样的当我们的属灵的生命没有成长的时候我们的这个灵里也是有病的。
Now, Peter talked about those that do not grow.
那彼得他就谈到了这些不成长的基督徒。
He even spoke to them and talked to them as little children.
那所以他就写信给他们然后就是好像跟小孩子说话的那个。
And as he spoke to them, this is what he said. And I think as we realize, he says, Wherefore, lay aside all of your malice, all of the bad feelings toward others.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒。
All your guile, all your sneakiness and manipulations.
诡诈就是那个就
是想要操纵别人。Not really living what you say.
并假善就是你说的和做的不一样。
Your envies where you want what you want someone else might have.
嫉妒就是别人有的东西你就也想要。
And so we see he tells them then, desire the good milk of the word.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
That you might grow.
这样你好渐渐长大。
Now we know what a baby is.
我们都知道婴儿是什么样子的。
He wrote to, this is what John wrote, this is what he said, talking about the different levels that we're speaking about this morning. But now, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead. 那个约翰呢他也讲到关于这个属灵的成长也提到我们刚才说的那几类。
So Peter was saying, grow, grow. And here's what John is saying.
那个彼得说你要成长要成长那约翰是怎么说的呢
?John said, I write unto you little children.
说我写信给你们
Because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.
因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。
That's basically where we are as a child, as a babe in Christ.
也就是在主里的新生儿就是
这样的。We know he has forgiven our sins.
我们知道他已经赦免了我们的罪。
And then he went on to say, I write to you fathers, because you know him.
然后他又说父老啊我写信给你们因为你们认识。
That is from the beginning.
那从起初原有的。
Then he said, I write to you young men.
然后又接着说少年人啊
Because you have overcome the wicked one.
因为你们胜了那恶者。
And so we see he wrote to the children, to the young men, and to the father.
所以我们看到约翰是给小子们写还有父老们还有少年人。
So he's speaking about three different groups in the church.
所以他这里面就提到了教会里的三群。
Three levels of maturity.
三个不同成熟的等级。
And so let's look first at what he meant when he said, little children, you know Jesus.
那所以我们就看他第一个所提到的这个小子们啊。
For the first time, you really recognize God for what he is.
因为你那个时候第一次认识到神是什么样的一位。
Before that, you didn't care much about God or Jesus.
因为在此之前你根本就不认识神然后也不在乎耶稣是谁。
But now you recognize him and you recognize God. There's a knowledge of them, acknowledging of them.
可是你现在认识他们了对他们有一定的了解然后你也承认
他是谁。It's sort of like a babe. You know Dada now.
就好像一个 小婴儿刚刚开始能够认识父母亲能够叫出来了。
We see our little children, they recognize first their mother.
就像我们的孩子我们当中的孩子都最开始
认识了是妈妈。And they recognize their daddy.
然后就开始认识爸爸。
But you know, they don't really at first recognize many others.
但是当然这个两个是最主要的其他的人还没有开始认识。
So now as little children, you're a little child like you've learned to know your mommy,and your daddy in Jesus and in God.
所以就像我们就像那个小孩子认识父母亲一样我们认识了神认识了基督。
And that's exactly what he wants a child to learn.
这也就是一个小孩子最开始需要学习的。
So when you have learned that and really has grasped hold of that, you are beginning to realize and begin to grow a little.
那当你真的是认识了神认识了耶稣而且抓住他们的时候这就是你成长的开始了。
But you see, like a child.
但是就像小孩子那样。
Children, they want their way, don't they?
那小孩子总是有他们自己的心意想做什么。
And not very old, they begin to show that.
而且 不需要长到很大他就已经开始表现出他独立的想法。
And then after that step, we notice that children...have a determination to do it themselves. I want to do it. Me.
然后很快就会发展成说我想要做什么我来。
So even though they recognize their parents,
所以那个时候他们虽然认识他们的父母
they love them more than anything.
而且也非常的爱他们。
They still have these things that are in their little attitudes and nature.
但是他们的天性里面仍然有那个态度我。
Paul, when he dealt with the Corinthian church,
那保罗在给哥林多教会写信的时候
He said, you are babes in Christ.
他说你们是在基督里的婴儿。
You are carnal.
是你们是属肉体的。
Now carnal means living in the flesh.
属肉体的意思就是说按照自己的心意生活。
We're still wanting our way.
我们仍然想要用我们自己的方式。
And lots of times we want to do it like we want to do it.
我们也想做自己想做的事情。
There isn't anything that we, in the sense that we are wanting to grow, it's just that we want what we want.
不是说我们不想成长，但是我们这个自我的这个意识很强，很想要我自己的。
And the characteristics of a babe in Christ.
而这个在属灵里的婴儿的这个特征是什么？
Paul said, "There's fights among you."
保罗说，你们在你们当中有争端。
Disagreements.
有争执。
Dislikes,
然后还互相怨恨。
You lift one person up above another.
然后你看中一个，一个贬低另外一个。
Some of you are hypocrites. You say one thing and do another.
然后你们当中也有一些假冒伪善的，做的是一套，说的又是另外一套。
There's so many of the carnal humanistic things within us.
我们里面有太多的肉体在控制，在掌握。
But he said, you're still mine.
但是保罗说你们仍然是属基督的。
But something has to happen.
但是需要有改变。
You must grow out of that stage.
你们必须从这个最初的这个状态中成长起来。
Now, I want to remind you, it's not sin that you're doing.
我必须要提醒你这个
It's the carnal traits in the nature.
不是罪，而是一个我们天生的这个人性。
Sometimes things we were born with, and other things that we learn, it's just part of that human nature.
有一些是天生的，有一些是后天学的。
To battle against God.
但是不管怎么说，都是我们这个肉体的一部分，是跟神作对的。
But then he goes on and talks about the next level of sons.
那当然，他后面又提到下一步是下一个阶层的子女。
Now it's wonderful.When you can get out of that baby stage,
当我们能够离开这个婴儿阶段的时候是很好的。
That desire of your own wants and your desires and that which makes you want what you want and what you want to do.
那个想要我自己的东西，想要我自己想要的那个，能够胜过那个的时候。
And then he talks about the next group.
这个下一个。
And you know, when we grow, it's an overlapping.
下一个群体，这个当然我们成长不是说从这儿。
I'll talk about it a little bit later, but it's not calendar-wise that we grow.
它不是说好像这个我们这个一年一年长大，我们这个属灵的成长是一个渐进的，而且是可能同时会有两种阶段产生的。
But there are some people that grasp hold of this and really and begin to grow in the things of God.
那有些人能够意识到这个需要，然后开始抓住神，然后开始成长。
One of the things that they begin to do.Is that they begin to overcome Satan?
那当这些人他们其中一个能做的事情就是他们能够胜过魔鬼。
They begin to learn to say no to those things within their hearts and in their lives that are Satan-driven.
开始学会对这个肉体说不。
They become stronger in the Word of God.
然后在神的话语里面变得强壮起来。
Paul said, "The babies, I had to feed them milk."
因为保罗说那些婴儿的话要喝奶。
But the young men are be able to start to take some meat from the word of God.
但是当你成熟起来的时候，你就能用从神的话语里，就好像吃肉一样。
And he said, "You have overcome the evil one."
然后说少年人呐，因为你们胜过了那恶者。
You see, when we begin to get into that adolescent, teenager, and young adult, and getting up into that area in our spiritual growth, we are getting to the place.Where you begin to recognize, you just don't recognize God like daddy and mommy, as we were talking about. But you belong to Christ. There is There is something there that the relationship gets to be different.
那当你这个属灵的成长变成一个青年人，然后一个从这个青少年，然后慢慢成长成青年人的时候，你不仅仅只是认识父母亲了，你变得跟他们有一个更强的一个彼此之间的关系。
The word of God begins to mean more.
然后神的话语对你来说有更深的意义了。
When I attend church now, there's just a little. It's different.
然后当你去教会的时候，你能够体会到有一所不同，你愿意把你的身心都放在里面。
I want to begin to show that spirit of Christ.
我也愿意把这个神的灵在我让我的让神的灵在我的身上彰显出来。
So we see in that period of time, you're overcoming Satan. You're getting into the Word. You want to be near Him more. You want to talk a little more about Him.
所以在这个青少年成长的时候，就是我们开始能够抵制撒旦，然后更愿意读神的话语，更愿意亲近神，然后与他相交的时候。
You see, a child doesn't know what it's putting in its mouth.
你知道一个小孩子其实吃什么把什么东西放在嘴里，他自己并不在乎。
This is what we found in China sometimes.
有的时候在中国就是这样的。
Particularly in one place.
尤其是在某个地方。
That they were.Babes in Christ.
然后就是那些啊，在基督里的婴儿。
We were able to go there and to speak to some of them.
然后我们到那去就会跟他们谈。
But after we left,
但是在我们走了以后
，somebody else came in.
会有一些其他的人来。
And before long, they were in a cult.
然后用不了多久，他们就会被这个异端带走。
You see, babies don't know what they're putting in their mouth.
因为对婴儿来说，他们不知道自己吃的是什么。
And sometimes that's what happens when we're babes in Christ and don't go on any further.
这也是为什么我们当中有一些是婴儿，但是就不能继续的成长。
That's why we can believe all kinds of things.
那个时候我们很多东西我们轻易就相信了。
But when we get to that man stage or that young son stage, we begin to know the difference between what is good and bad for us. We know what to put in our mouths.
可是当我们进入这个少年人的阶段的时候，我们就开始能够分辨什么是好，什么是不好。我们也开始知道该把什么放在我们的嘴。
Because we have fed on the word.
因为我们读了神的话语，我们知道什么是。
You know, some of you say, "Well, you know, God doesn't answer my prayer."
那当然，有的人，我们当中有些人会说，神好像没有回答我的祷告。
And He said in His Word, "Whatsoever I ask, He will give it to me."
那但是神在自己的话语里说
，You know that verse, John?
靠着我名来求的，就我就必答应，这是在约翰福音里的。
But we have to read the beginning of it very carefully.
但是你不能断章取义，我们要从开始就看，仔细的看。
You see, we are in God, in Jesus, in God.
当我们在耶稣里，在神里的时候。
You abide in me, and my word abides in you.
耶稣说，那我的话语就在你的里面。
So you can ask whatever you want.
所以你们所求的就会给你们。
You say, sister Schwartz, what does that mean? That means when His word abides in my heart, I obey it.
那什么意思呢？意思其实就是说，他当他的话语
I dwell on it.
在我的心里的时候，我是依靠他的，我是按照这个话语做的。
I know what it means to me.
我知道对我来说是什么意思。
And He said, "When you're in that state, I'll answer your prayers."
所以耶稣说，当你在进入这个状况的时候，我就会回应你的祷告。
So sometimes, as a babe in Christ, we just can't seem to get anywhere because first we asked a mist.
因为最开始的时候，我们还是婴儿的时候，我们祷告的时候是按照我们自己的心意，我们想要什么，我们跟神求什么。
Then we get sort of, Jesus doesn't answer my prayer. I don't know if there's anything to this.
然后你就会说，好像耶稣也没有回答我的祷告啊，祷告有什么意义呢？
That's because we don't have His word abiding in us in the sense that it's a living word in me.
这个缘故就是因为神的话语并没有住在我们的心里
His word is alive in us.
让他在我们的心里是活的。
When He says, "Don't do it," I don't.
当神说不能做的时候，我就不做。
When it says in the word, "Don't act like this," don't.
然后当神的话语说不要这样行事为人的时候，我就不这么行事为人。
So this is a time when the son is growing in these things. And many of you are in that position.
我们就要在这里面慢慢的成长。我们当中可能很多人就是在这个成长的过程中。
Then he looked down at the dear old fathers.
然后他后面又讲到提到这些父老。
And he said to them, "You know me."
你认识我。
There is an intimacy between us.
我们之间有一个亲密的关系。
When we get to the place in our lives where we are spiritually to the place that we are intimate.
当我们的属灵生命成长到一个地步，我们在灵里跟他有一个亲密。
And this is what he is trying to get us to.
这是他渴望我们都能进入的一个地步。
It's much like marriage.
就好像婚姻一样。
When you first get married, you're a babe in marriage.
当你最开始结婚的时候，两个人在婚姻里都是新手。
Everything's going to be wonderful.
你就刚结婚的时候都想着说，哎呀，一切都会很美好的。
Isn't she cute? Isn't he cute?
这个彼此都看着很顺眼。
Sweetest thing around.
然后都很可爱。
But it may not take long before the sweet turns to a pickle.
然后用不了多久，这个甜蜜就变成酸的了。
Because he doesn't give me my way.
因为他不能按照我所要的做。
He doesn't let me do what I want to do.
也不让我按我的心意去做。
She's so hard-headed.
他心那个
so strong.
那个心那么硬，然后非要想要什么就是什么。
But then there's those that don't hit that. They begin to grow in their love.
那有一些人并没有这样，他们在爱里面慢慢成长起来。
They begin to understand each other.
然后彼此互相理解。
They don't always like each other.
虽然不是总是很喜欢。
Now they love each other, but they don't always like what they do.
虽然他们彼此相爱，但是不一定喜欢对方做的事情。
But you're growing closer.
但是呢，在慢慢的靠近。
But the true thing that God has wanted for every marriage, as well as every salvation, is intimacy.
但是神所要的不只是在婚姻里，就是在跟他的关系上，也是跟他的亲密。
That's when it gets sweet. It's not passion anymore.
不再是那种热情热烈的感情。
It's just that you have grown together.
而是在一起彼此成长起来。
You accept his faults.
彼此接纳缺点。
You accept her faults. And we see then that it begins to be something very sweet.
然后越来越甜蜜。
You even know how the other one's going to think.
你甚至知道他会怎么想。
You'll ask somebody, was your husband want to do? Oh yeah, I know what he want to do. You know?
如果有人问他说，有人问你说你先生会怎么会这样做吗？
This is when we have matured into a beautiful marriage.
这就是我们成熟进入到一个非常美好的婚姻的境地。
And so it is that God wants us to mature into a beautiful relationship with Jesus Christ.
就像这样的，神也希望我们能够成熟到一个地步，跟耶稣的关系能够进入到这样一个甜蜜美好的境地。
Now let's look at a few misconceptions of what we think growth is.
那我们来看看有一些错误的观念，什么以为什么是成长。
Growth has nothing to do with our position in Christ.
那这个成长跟我们在基督里的这个地位没有关系。
We all are the same in his eyes.
我们在他的眼里是一样的。
The baby, the son, and the father, all the same position.
少年人也好，父老也好。
Cleansed by the blood of the lamb.
在他眼里是一样的，都是
被羔羊的宝血洗净的。None of us are higher in God's sight.
我们没有
人。We're all the same position.
在神的眼里，一个比一个更高。我们在他眼里是一样的。
Sometimes people say, "Well, God loves you more."
有的时候人就有人跟我说神爱你比较多。
That's why he does for you.
因为他所以他这样为你做。
No, has nothing to do with love.
这个不是爱的不同。
God loves each one of us.
神爱我们的每一个
人。He has confessed this, that he so loved us.
因为神说他如此的爱我们。
And spiritual growth is not knowledge.
而且这个属灵的成长不是说你知识的增加。
I know many in churches across the land and in Taiwan that they just, it's knowledge. More classes, classes, more. Want to learn this, want to learn that. That's wonderful, but it is not spiritual growth.
我认识很多的人在台湾也好在美国也好 很愿意寻求知识参加了各种各样的课程你但是你得到的是知识而不是属灵的成长。
It may foster spiritual growth.In that one that's hungering for God, but knowledge itself is not spiritual.
当你渴望神的时候，也可能这些能够帮助你在属灵上成长。但是这个知识的本身并不是属灵的成熟。
Sometimes we feel like we look at people, oh, they're growing in the Lord.
有的时候我们看见说，觉得说，哎，他们在主里面在成长呢。
Why? Because they're so busy in the church.
为什么呢？因为他们在教会里很投入啊，很忙。
They're doing this and they're doing that, and oh my, they're just growing in the Lord.
这个事工也参加，那个也参与，他们真的是在成长得很快。
Busyness in God's work is not spiritual growth.
在神的事工上忙碌也不是属灵的成长。
Busyness sometimes just helps our conscience.
有的时候这个忙碌只是让我们自己心里觉得好受。
Busyness, if we're not careful, we think that this is what gives us points with God.
我们不小心的话会把这个忙碌当成在神面前的这个邀赏的这个资本。但是不是这样的。
I was listening to a preacher today.
我今天正好听到一个。
I would tell you his name, but I can't pronounce it.
我本来是想告诉你，但是我说不出来他的名字。他是一个阿拉伯人。
He said when I first started the ministry, he has a big ministry now. But he said when I first started the ministry,
他说他现在的事工很大。
He said I didn't really want to do it.
我其实并不真的很想做。
But they said come on, let's start a ministry. So he said I started it.
所以但是人家邀请他，他就去了。
And he said it began to grow.
然后这个事工就越做越大。
And he said, I begin to think to myself, oh, I've got to do more.
然后我那个时候就觉得说，哎呀，现在做大了，我要。
Until I began to feel the ministry depended on me.
然后把它越做越大的时候，他就发现自己变得很重要，觉得说这个事工是靠着他来。
He said, I would get up in the morning and I would have to have an appointment right away. I'd leave, I'd pray on the way, I'd give the Lord a sort of a text message.
然后他就说每天早上都很忙然后起来以后就赶快出门在车上祷告就有点像给那个神发短信一样。
I'm not sure if he said text, but that's mine. Anyway. And so what we see then, he said, God put me down for 2 weeks.
然后他说后来有一次这个神把他。
He said it was the best 2 weeks.
就是让他好像不能做事情有两个星期，
他真的是最好的
两个星期。他真的开始跟神谈话。
And he said the work doesn't depend on you.
然后神告诉他说，这个事工并不是依靠他来成就的。
He said unless you keep in the word and keep close to me, it'll never grow.
神告诉他说，如果你不在我的话语里浸淫，如果你不靠
近我的话，He said the Lord really got through to him.
这个事工是不会再继续成长。
And he said from that time I got up early and for 2 hours I spent praying and reading the word.And now he has a tremendous ministry here,
那一次,
and even with the Arabs overseas.
那一次对他的改变很大，所以从那以后，他每天早上都很早起床，花两个小时的时间
在神面前祷告。It wasn't his busyness.
所以他的事工后来就成长，尤其是
在阿拉伯人当中。It was seeking God that made the difference.
所以他的这个转变，或者是说让这个事工成长，不是说他的忙碌，而是他在神里面的寻求。
I want to give you the two basic rules.
所以我想给你两条最基本的
原则。For spiritual growth.
能够让你帮助你在属灵里成长。
It's just two.
只有两个。
It's not a whole row of do this, do that, do the other, do the other.
没有一个很长的清单说你要做这个那个。
We get lists in discipleship. Read your Bible, do this, do this, study this.
我们在门训的时候很多时候要给一个清单。
And they all are good, don't get me wrong.
不是说这些该做的事情是不好的，他们是
好的。Those are not the those are just the tools to grow.
但是那些不过是工具帮助你成长而已。
But what we really grow with, number one, is David saw it so clearly.
那真正能够使我们成长的，就像大卫看到的那样清晰
的。In Psalms, he said, "I have set the Lord continually before me."
在诗篇当中，大卫说，我把神一直放在我的心里。
Because he is at my right hand,
因为他在我的右手
I will not be shaken.
我就不会动摇。
Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices.
然后我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐。
The first thing, the first key that opens the door to spiritual growth is keeping God before you, keeping Jesus before you.
所以就像大卫所说的那样，第一个要点就是我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
It's a God consciousness.
就是意识到神
It's that Godward focus.
就是把神放在你的焦点上。
It's the preoccupation with the divine one.
就是让这个神圣的这个神他总是在你的意识里。
Now let's take this down to the baby.
那我们把这个条件也应用在这些婴儿身上。他们刚刚认识神。
But somehow there are some that when they recognize him, they begin to want more of him.
但是他们当中有一些婴儿这些婴儿当中有一些人当他认识他以后就会想要更多的认识他。
Years ago, we had a family that came to church, not in this building.
很多年前还不在这个教堂的时候我们有一家人到我们当中来。
They owned a restaurant.
他们的有一个餐馆。
I think they were from Taiwan. Yes, they were from Taiwan.
他们可能好像是从台湾来的然后他们开一家餐馆。
And while they were here, God truly, really saved the wife. She really became a Christian.
那当他们在这儿的时候，这个太太就是信主了，而且信得很认真。
It wasn't long before she was up at 4 a.m.
然后没有多久，她就开始4 a.m. 就开始起床。
Reading God's word.
然后读神的话。
She came to us and she said, "I just can't get enough of it."
然后她就跟我们分享说，她就是怎么读也读不够。
Now this was a babe in Christ.
那他只不过是一个属灵的婴儿。
But she couldn't get enough of God's word, enough of getting her attention on God.
那但是他非常渴望神的话，也非常愿意把他的注意力都放在神的身上。
They left here and went to California.
后来他们搬到加州去了。
Now this wasn't a young woman. She must have been in her late 50s or maybe even more than that.
她不是一个，他们已经不年轻了，可能太太已经50多岁了。
But when she got in California, I think she began to take some studies.
但是我知道他们搬到加州以后这个太太就开始进一步的学习。
And today she's making trips to China to preach there to help.
那她现在就经常会到中国去然后去帮助在那个
基督徒。Why? Because very early in her Christian life, she recognized and she got hold of wanting more of Jesus.
那为什么她能够这样的成长就是因为在她属灵的在她基督徒生命的最开始她就抓住了神的话语她想要认识更多。
I'm afraid sometimes people don't even hardly think about him as Christians.
我很担心有的时候基督徒可能都很少想到神。
As one person says, we have a date with him every once a week.
有的时候有人会说我可能一个星期跟他有一次约会。
We come to church.
就是到教会来。
We sing the song.
我们来唱一些歌。
And then the rest of the week, very few thoughts go toward him.
然后剩这个星期剩下的其他时间就
很少想到神。We're so busy with our life and what we're doing and how we're doing it and how people are accepting us that Jesus becomes a sort of a byword to us.
我们那么专注在自己的生活上，专注在该做什么怎么做，然后别人会怎么反应上，然后耶稣就被放到一旁去了。
And then you wonder, why aren't I getting my prayers answered?
然后你就会开始疑惑说，哎，为什么我的祷告都没有作用呢？
Jesus doesn't make much difference in my life.
好像耶稣也在我的生命中没有什么，没有做到起到什么作用。
I don't know that feeling that everybody in church talks about.I don't feel happy about it.
然后你们说的那些感受，我为什么都没有呢？我也不觉得喜乐呀。
Would you have ever gotten your wife if you had never talked to her much?
如果你这么说，如果你从来都没有跟你的这个太太说过几句话，你会跟她愿意跟她结婚吗？
When you would ignored her as a girlfriend?
如果你们当时谈恋爱的时候，你都不怎么理她。
When you would have only picked her up when you decided you want a little relationship with her?
你会只是说，当你想要跟他有一定亲密关系的时候，你才会去找他吗
？If you got her, she was foolish.
那如果你这样也能结婚的话，你太太真的是很傻。
But what I want you to see here that though if you were to, as this woman, when we get to the place, even as a child, it has to begin there. I'll just say it that way. You can go on like Paul said in your carnal ways.You can live this life of indifference. You can live an empty Christian life with only a profession.
你可能在这个生活当中就是一个空虚的基督徒。你可能会永远停留在这个只是婴儿的状态，只是说宣称你是基督徒，但是你的生命一点也没有成长。
But if you're going to grow in Christ,
但是如果你想要在基督里成长的
话 you're going to have to start putting him there.
你必须要开始
要把他
摆在你的面前思想他跟他说话
think and in your heart reading the word
然后在你的心里然后花时间读神的话语
and that's the way you start to grow
这是你真正能够成长的开始
our mind is on him
你的心意都在他的身上
I want to tell you very plainly today we better get our mind on him
我今天要很直接的跟你说，我们需要把心
意放在他的身上。We are in a very peculiar place today in the world.
今天这个世界是在一个很特别的时刻。
Some news is saying we're at the door of the third world war.
有些新闻上甚至会说我们已经快要面临第三次世界大战了。
It's not going to be a pretty thing.
不会是一个很美好的世界。
And if there was ever a time that we needed to get close to Christ.It's today.
如果我们真的是有一天需要靠近神的话，那就是今天。
So if some of you have found the Lord, you know how to call him Daddy.
如果你已经找到了神，你知道要称呼他为阿爸父。
He's forgiven your sins.
他已经赦免了你的罪。
Then make it a purpose to begin to think about him.
那你就要在生命中有一个目标，要把他摆在你的面前。
Begin to ask him for advice.
要向他寻求帮助。
Ask, you know, this is it's a wonderful privilege.
这是一个很棒的一个权利。
Don't push him aside.
不要把他推到一边去。
Don't just be an empty child because sometimes we lose him that way.
不要只是当一个这个空空的不能长大的孩子，因为这样下去我们会失去他。
Let's look at some that put their minds on Christ.
让我们来看一些榜样，他们是怎么把神摆在
面前的。We can see David now. He was just a shepherd boy.
你可以想象一下大卫，他不过是一个牧羊的少年。
And he would be there with the sheep.
他会跟他的羊群在一起。
He would sort of while away the time with his little harp.
有的时候很轻松，然后弹一弹他的这个琴。
He would look up at the beautiful sky.
然后看看夜晚的星。
You see the stars, the moon.
看到天上的星星和月亮。
He saw them as it changed night after night.
然后每天观察能够看见星空的变化。
And he began to sing to the Creator.
然后他就会作诗，然后赞美创造。
Something in his heart as he there began to dwell on God.
然后他的心就 靠在神的上面。
And that young man began to grow, if you want to say, in the realization that my God is real.
然后你就会发现这个年轻人他就开始在成长，然后慢慢就开始认识说我的神是真实的。
So the day that he met the giant,
所以当他真的遇到巨人的那一天，
he never trembled, he never turned aside, he said, my God is able to kill that giant.
所以他一点也没有战惊，一点也没有害怕。他说：“我的神能够击败这个巨人。”
You know what God called him?
你知道神是怎么称呼他的吗？
A man after God's heart.
神称他是寻求神心意的人。
We have Daniel.
然后也有但以理。
Daniel that as a young man stood up for what he felt was right.
但以理在年少的时候就能够为他坚持。为他认为对的事情而坚持。
Daniel who would have to face the kings and tell them the truth.
然后这个但以理也要面对国王要讲出真理。
And Daniel had such a relationship with God.
而且但以理跟神的关系是那么的亲密。
No one was going to stop him from talking to his God.
没有人能够阻止他让他不跟他的神讲话。
He didn't care.
就算杀了他也没有关系。
You know what he was called by the angel?
你知道天使是怎么称呼他的吗？
Beloved by God.
那个被神所宠爱的。
We see one more, and that was Abraham.
我们还可以看到一位就是亚伯拉罕。
His ear was always open after he first heard from God.
当他第一次听到，从他第一次听到神的声音之后，他的耳朵就永远是向神打开的。
And God would come and tell him to do something.
然后神就会来告诉他该做什么。
And Abraham would do it.
然后亚伯拉罕就会照着做。
Till he came down to the point when God said, "Kill your son."
甚至于到一个地步，神说你要把你的儿子杀掉的时候。
And Abraham started up the mountain with his knife, with the rope.
亚伯拉罕就带着刀绳子。
Ready to do it.
就已经预备好要
这样做了。Ready in the very act to do it.
而且马刀都已经举起来了。
And God stopped him.
那个时候神阻止了他。
You know what he called Abraham?
亚伯拉罕被称为什么呢？
He called Abraham friend of God.
是神的朋友。
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
多好。
If God would look at us and say, "You're my beloved."
如果神能够看着你，我说你是我所宠爱的。
This is my friend.
或者说这是我的朋友。
This is one that was after my own heart.
这个是真正寻求我心意的人。
You think I think it stopped with those three men? No.I believe there are men and women down through the centuries.
不仅仅是我刚才说的这三个人，在历史历代
以来。That he would label the same way.
有不知多少基督徒，神都会这样称呼他们。
Man looks for honor. Man looks for cups that says that they've won something.
那些寻求名誉、寻求权力的人。
But I can think of nothing more wonderful than God to look at me and say, "You're my beloved."
有那样的人，但是我想象不出来有什么能够让我更高兴。如果神能看着我说你是我所宠爱的。
You see, Jesus isn't just a pastime.
你知道吗？耶稣并不是一个我们偶尔想起来的人。
He's not just insurance for eternity.
他不是为我们的永生做的保险。
He's not a Santa Claus that gives us what we want.
他也不是那些给我们想要礼物、想要的礼物的圣诞
老人。He's not even health insurance.
他甚至都不是健康的保障。
That so many times this is the main prayer we have, Lord, touch my body.
很多时候我们常常是为了这个祷告，说让我的身体能够健康。
He is the Almighty first cause for everything.
他是那个全能的，是所有一切的起始。
Because of him, he called the worlds in space.
是因为他这个世界才能得以成立。
Because of him, he gave man the wonderful traits that he gave man.
而且是他给了我们，给了人各种各样的美好的品性。
He's the one that knows the end to the beginning.
他也知道从始至终这个世界会是什么样子。
And those people that have caught that truth,
当我们称之为真理的时候，
have grown in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们认识到这一点的时候，我们就能在耶稣的恩典里成长。
I told you there were two keys. This is the second one.
那我刚才已经说了第一个，有两个要点，那这个就是第二个。
In Revelations,
在启示录里
4:11,
第四章第十一节。
I like this one.
我很喜欢这一节。
This is in heaven.
启示录里讲的是在天上的事情。
And they're proclaiming the glory of God.
在这里面他们宣扬神的荣耀。
And here he nails why we are here.
这里他告诉我们，我们为什么生活在这个
世界上。People say, well, what are we here for?
有的时候人会问，人为什么要生在这个世界上？神的话语已经告诉了我们。
He said, Thou art worthy, O Lord. And they're saying this is a choir.
他们说这个就好像天使在一起歌唱，说我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀。
To receive glory and honor and power.
你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的。
For thou hast created all things.
因为你创造了万物。
And for thy pleasure, they are all created.
并且万物是因你的旨意被创造的。英文有这个说你的喜悦而创造的。
When we look at the world today, there isn't much he can be pleased and pleasured with.
那如果我们看我们周围的世界的话，我们会觉得没有什么可喜悦的。
But he still has those.
但是我们仍然有那些
of his children that understand that we are to glorify God.
他的儿女明白要在这个世界上的目的是为了要使他得荣耀。
Psalm said, the heavens declared the glory of God.
那诗篇说
the firmament his handiwork.
宣扬你的手段，穹苍诉说你的荣耀。
It tells us the night that Jesus was born.They began to sing glory to God in the highest.
他们讲到在耶稣出生的时候，这个天使歌唱说，荣耀归于至高神。
The second key to our spiritual growth is when we glorify God.
所以我们属灵成长的第二个要点就是我们把荣耀归于神。
We give him glory.
我们把荣耀归给他。
You see, he made Israel through Abraham.
神借着亚伯拉罕产生了这个以色列民族。
But he never gave them much glory.
但是以色列民族本身并没有 给神多少荣耀。
There was a man named Nebuchadnezzar who was the king of Babylon, one of the greatest kings and one of the greatest kingdoms.
那个时候在巴比伦是一个很强盛的国家，它有一个王叫尼布甲尼撒。然后那个时候巴比伦是很强盛的。
So one day Nebuchadnezzar's walking around the roof, on the roof, admiring all that he has.
那他有一天在他的这个宫殿的这个平顶上，他行走，看到他的
统治。Admiring the hanging gardens, the rows and rows of streets, the beautiful way it's set out.
他所统治的这个国家、这个城市、这个当时的这个七大奇迹，有一个就是巴比伦的空中花园。所以他看到他的手下的他这些荣耀的时候
，And he said, "Is this not Babylon, the great, that which I have built?"
然后，所以他就说，这难道不是大巴比伦城，是我亲手所建的吗？
And he went on praising himself.
然后就开始来称赞他自己。
But there came a voice.
那这个时候就有一个声音。
Called his name.
叫他的名字。
And let him know you have nothing to do with it.
然后并且告诉他说，这不是你的功劳。
You've overstepped your boundary.
你所宣扬的这些荣耀不是属于你的，你越界了。
And he said, now I'm going to drive you out of this kingdom and make you like an animal.
所以这个时候神就跟他说，我要把你从这个国家赶这个国度赶出去，而且让你成为像野兽一样。
For 7 years, he ate grass.
所以之后的七年，这个
nails grew like an animal.
这个尼布甲尼撒王就
the people kept away from him.
就这个丧失了心智，然后就一直在吃草，然后枝节长得像这个爪子一样长，所有人都躲开他。
But they tell us at the end of that period,
但是圣经告诉我们在七年之后
he raised his eyes up toward heaven.
他抬眼望天
，and his reason returned to him.
然后他的理智就回来了。
And he said, "I bless the Most High."
这个时候他说，我祝福。
I praise and honor Him who lives forever.
那个至高者，这个我称赞和颂赞永活的神。
You see, he began to realize it's God.
这个时候他认识到是神。
How many of us realize that what we've got is God?
我们当中有多少人真的认识到说我们一切都是神给的
？Some of us feel like, well, I've been pretty smart. I've been able to get some wealth. I've been able to do all kinds of things. Listen, my friends, in yourselves, there's not that capacity.
有些人可能觉得我挺我很聪明很能干，所以我现在挣钱也
Now God has given each one of us a place in history.
但是我告诉你，你的这个能力不是你自己的。
He's given us gifts.
神给了我们礼物，神给了我们在历史当中的位置。
He's given us that which He wants us to exploit for Him.
神给我们的一切都是为了让我们能够为他所使用。
And so we see that whatever we have, God has given to us in many ways, allowed it to us.
不管，所以不管我们有什么，实际上是神给的，神允许我们能够有这些东西。
So we see we cannot glorify man or God.
所以我们
or man or ourselves.
我们不能就是把荣耀归给自己或者别人。
We have to realize we must glorify God.
我们必须意识到说我们要荣耀的是神。
Herod the Great was another one.
那个时候有一个耶稣的时候有一个大希律王。
Herod the Great has been a great builder, built a temple for the Jews.
他很会建造，所以他那个时候为犹太人又重建了圣殿。
Very proud man.
那个他是很骄傲，因为他成就了很多事情。
But there was an appointed day that the people came.And they sat in a large, well, amphitheater, whatever it was.
那所以有一天，有很多人聚集的时候，大概是在一个这种一个公共场合。
And they began to cry out that he was like a god. He was God.
然后那个时候，他们就群情激昂，开始说这个大希律王就像神
一样。He had the voice of a god. They said.
然后说他的声音也像神。
But suddenly there came a voice.
然后这个时候就有一个声音。
And we see that.That was the end of Herod. He died.
然后我们就可以看到
died right there.
希律王因为接受了这种荣耀，就受到了这个惩罚，当时就当场就死掉了。圣经上说被虫咬死。
We have to realize that we must give glory to God.
我们必须要认识到，我们要把荣耀归给神。
Glory to God is partially thanksgiving to God.
荣耀归神其实也是。对他的感恩。
Do you notice these two things we're talking about is a relationship growth?
你知不知道我们刚才讲的这个是一个关系的成长。
It isn't particularly a knowledge growth or some other type of growth. It is a relationship growth. My mind is stayed on him.
不是一种知识上的成长，而是关系上的。我的心是想着他的，把他摆在我的面前。
And I glorify him.
而且我要把荣耀归给他。
When you're a babe in Christ, sometimes a young man, and even sometimes an old one, because age doesn't matter.
那不管你是你的年纪如何，你很多时候可能在属灵上还是一个
婴儿。Our lives do not glorify God.
这个生命并不能够给神荣耀。
We have the same reactions the world has sometimes.
我们的反应跟周围的人没有什么区别。
We just don't have that love that we should have as much as we should.
我们心里没有我们应该有的那种爱。
Because what? Because we lack not Bible study many times.
我们缺的并不是说圣经。
Not even Bible reading sometimes.
甚至不是圣经上的学习，甚至不是读圣经。
You might say, I'm going to read through the Bible this year, and you're very, very disciplined to do it. But that's not all, that's not going to be the whole spiritual growth.
你可能会今年非常有决心有毅力的说我今年一年要把圣经读完，但是这个不是属灵生长的这个最重要的诀窍。
It's our relationship with him.
最重要的是我们跟他的关系。
That brings spiritual growth.
只有这个才能让我们在属灵上成长。
It's that understanding that, Lord, my heart hungers after.
是那个认识说我们的灵渴望他。
We sing that song as a hare hungers after the water. Deer, sorry, as a deer hungers after the water.
我们唱那首歌叫做《如鹿渴慕溪水》。
So hungers my heart after him.
我们的心就是要这样渴慕神。
You say, well, Sister Schwartz, I don't do that.
你可能会承认说我确实没有做到。
Then do it.
那你从现在开始就做吧。
There's been times that.I have been doing, and then suddenly something comes up in my life, and I get busy, and I get it, and I had to come back.
有的时候我们会被其他的事情吸引走注意力，可能慢慢就不去专注在神身上，但是我们需要回头。
You see, that's why we say to the believer, pray.
所以这是我们为什么跟信徒说要祷告。
But somehow, the young believer, but somehow we think of them as only formal prayers.
但是有的时候我们会觉得说这个祷告是一种很正式的事情。
Prayer is merely talking to Jesus, talking to the Father.
但是祷告真的就是跟神说话，跟耶稣
说话。What is that doing? That's putting my mind and my heart on Him.
那也就是把我们的心思。
That's why prayer is so valuable.
放在他的面前，这也就是为什么祷告那么重要。
And if I read the Word of God and I begin to hunger after it, it's going to lead me to Him.
如果我读神的话语，而且渴慕他的话，这个渴慕就会把我带到他的面前。
And I'm going to see my unworthiness more and more.
我就会越来越看到我自己的不配。
So my friends, if you want to grow in grace,
所以如果你愿意在恩典里成长的话
，practice the presence of Jesus.
那就要学会与神的同在。
Show God you have faith in Him,
让神看到
and His Word.
你对他和他的话语有信心。
And how do you get that? By communion, by relationship, by intimacy.
怎么做呢？就是跟他不停的交流，跟他的建立关系，跟他亲近。
That's why you say, "But I can't get faith. I don't have faith."
那有的时候你会说，我没有信心。
I can't believe.
我就没有办法相信。
It's because you don't know that one very much that loves you and that has proven himself.
因为你不认识那个真的爱你的，真的已经证明他是那个可靠的神。
Communion is the greatest component of fellowship.
这个交流是这个关系里很重要的一部分。
It's what makes fellowship.
这实际上是这个交流是能够使得关系得以建立的。
I would beg you to take more time to know Jesus.
我真的是要恳求你花更多的时间来认识耶稣。
He is the sweetness of our spiritual life.
他是我们属灵生命中最甜美的。
He helps us to learn how to be content.
他帮助我们学会怎么样满足。
Because when you have him,
满足
and your heart is filled with his love, not every day, but many times he comes, it's enough.
如果你有他在你的心里，如果他充满你的心的话，不一定是每时每刻，但是有足够多的时间，你的心里是满足的。
And obedience is the concrete way of glorifying God.
而顺服就是一个最实在的对荣耀神的方式。
That is glorify a mother when the child disobeys them in front of people.
如果一个孩子在外人的面前违背母亲，你觉得那样是对母亲有荣耀吗？
You feel ashamed.
因为妈妈会觉得很丢脸。
You hear him say, "She doesn't know how to train them."
然后你就会别人就会在底下嘀咕说这个妈不懂怎么管孩子。
But let me tell you,
但是
when we glorify God,
当我们荣耀神的时候。
Obedience is showing him. It's not just saying, "Lord, I glorify you," but in my obedience, I am glorifying God.
我们不是嘴上说神我顺服你，而是我来荣耀你，而是用我们顺服的行动来荣耀他。
I trust this morning you can find out where you are.
我相信你今天早上你知道自己在什么地方。
And then begin to realize where you should go to.
然后你也知道你的目标应该是什么。
And allow God to work in your heart.
那就允许神在你的心里工作。
Until there come a time that you and He are so intimate.
然后直到有一天你跟他是如此的亲密。
It's a wonderful, wonderful place.
那是一个非常美好的地方。
Seek for it. Strive for it.
努力地去寻求他。
That you might glorify God.And that you might keep a relationship close to him.
这样你可以荣耀他，然后可以和他有一个亲近的关系。
Thank you.
谢谢。
让我们做个回应祷告，大家纪念起他的。